Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Second Guest Show. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We live at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network in our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike also will be the host, along with head coach Dennis Allen, and his guest tonight will be senior offensive assistant Rick Dennison. Bob, normally we would talk Saints LSU at this time, and we will, but we talked a little bit about, Herb and I talked about this Saturday. Charles Baglio, Coach Bags, for so many years, head coach at Independence, and was a liaison hired by Nick Saban. And he lasted through Coach Saban, Coach Miles, Coach O,
right.
Kind of a liaison between the head coach and high school coaches, passed away, a tragic situation Friday. And I didn't know it and when we were on, but we lost another guy from our neck of the woods, Don Schwab. Don was a fantastic football player for the Tigers in the mid-60s, was in that backfield with a guy that, man, he lived not far from me.
Joe LaBruza.
And also he passed away either 1979 or 1980. But Coach Schwab, we both got a chance. He was coached against us because he was at H.L. Bourgeois, you at South Central for me. So just a great guy. Coached that also at Nicholls State. And we got to know him. He would come to a lot of the shows we did for Sports on the Bay, and he was fighting dementia later in his life, and he passed away Saturday. And so we want to send our thoughts and prayers out to Coach Schwab's family and so many friends, so many people that he sort of touched their lives in so many ways. And he went into private work. He was the president of Terrebonne Parish at one time also. So our thoughts and prayers go out to Coach Schwab and his family.
Yeah, Coach Schwab and Coach Bags. I met Coach Bags, when Deke Bellavia was doing the radio with us. There's a lot of ties there in Tangipahoa Parish. And, basically being two decades. I didn't realize Coach Bags was that old. I think he was like 81 years of age, and he was in an accident, and then he got ended up getting hit by a truck, at the scene of the accident. So, that was tragic. Coach O had texted me that about Coach Bags, because we'd be behind the scenes and always had some good conversations. And, with Coach Schwab, that goes back to the 70s, when he was at H.L. Bourgeois. And, I remember those games we had, Sal LaFouche versus H.L. Bourgeois,
Jesse,
with Coach Schwab. Yeah.
Jesse Miles.
And Coach Rod and all was all involved in that. So, hey, life is fleeting. And, boy, Mike, the older you get, and then all of a sudden you have more people that you remember, and then all of a sudden you're kind of in shock when, it comes upon you, especially suddenly like what happened with Coach Bags.
Yeah.
And then Coach Schwab. My mom and different people are dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia.
My
and all
dad.
That. And yeah, so that's something. It's a circle of life. And it's just, your thoughts and prayers go with their families because they were a big part of the Bayou region and also Tangipahoa Parish, like I said, with Coach Bags and dealing with LSU. You last anywhere a couple of decades, you're doing it right. And you couldn't have more an LSU Tiger fan than Coach Bags behind the scene. And I know Coach O always, trusted him around and, in doing stuff, what it takes to be on that level. And then, whether it's PR work or whether just, have enough hours in a day to get things done, Coach Bags was always there. I know Coach O told me that.
Yeah, I was talking to Bebe Sunday, and we were talking about Coach Schwab. And I told him, I said, every time he'd meet me, he had the two things he'd always tell me. You still live on the bayou? Well, you live in the city. I was like, no, coach, you don't understand. I ain't living in the city. And then his second question is, okay, how's Coach O doing? And Babe was like, come on. I was like, that was the second question. The first one was always, are you still living on the bayou? I was like, yeah. Coach, I kind of think that's where I'll live and probably where I die. Well, but you never know, but yeah. It is what it is.
Well, to put it, I guess when it rains, it pours. You know, you want a little positive news. I don't know. There's nothing positive with the Saints right now. You might say, well, they sneak big with injuries, but there's no excuse. That's the NFL. And I always say, okay, I understand from the offensive side, but what in the hell happened to the defense? We haven't had that many injuries on defense. I just think guys we were counting on have gotten old fast, whether it be Cam Jordan, DeMario Davis, Honey Badger. And that's very disappointing in that aspect, because our defense had to be our strength this year. It'd be interesting to see how they're going to bounce back against the Chargers. Because I know one thing, they're going to play. The Chargers are playing tonight, so they're going to have a short week. But we're playing in Los Angeles at SoFi Stadium. That the Chargers are going to run the ball until we stop it.
Yep.
I would say the minimum. You know, I always say, can you run in the high 20s, low 30s? The Chargers are going to run 35-plus times. And they are a top 10 rushing team in the NFL right now. So I don't care if they got Justin Herbert. They're going to try and run it down our throat until we could stop it. And talking about being behind the eight ball, you look at the Saints right now at 2-5, then a hole that's going to be hard to climb out of. I'm not saying it can't happen, but, you know, I look at the percentages. It's not too much in our favor. Since 1990, now that's a long time ago. You're talking about three decades plus. Since 1990, there's been 163 teams that have started a season 2-5, and 10 of those teams end up coming out and turning it around and making the playoffs. 10 out of 163. So I'm not saying it can't be done. We can maybe make it 11. So I just look at where we're at right now, and you look at the last five-game losing streak, something that hasn't happened since, ironically, Sean Payton's last season being in charge of the Saints back in 2021. And you might say, is Coach Allen the answer? I know Coach Allen can coach at the NFL level defensively, but he is in charge of the defense. So can he turn that around and maybe we can go in a four or five game winning streak? I don't necessarily see that, but I'm not even talking about the Raiders. Coach Allen is a Saints coach. I would say he'd always be hovering around 500. He's not even a 500 head coach. We're 18-23.
So that ain't 500. Coach Allen.
Yeah, no. So that's why it's kind of discouraging where we're at right now. And, yeah, well, I mean, the schedule is going to be more favorable in the back end. You know, I thought, can we be 3-3 or, 3-4, 4-3, whatever, somewhere around there. But, no, it does matter how you lose. And you look at, okay, you look at the Eagles game. You look at the Falcons game. The woulda, coulda, shoulda. There ain't no damn woulda, coulda, shoulda against the Chiefs and the Broncos.
It was embarrassing.
No, it was an embarrassing performance. And look, this blew my mind to show you how much we trusted Sean Payton. I said this in the post game and where Dennis Allen's at. Sean Payton, he was here a long, long, long time. Sean Payton, he had two 20-plus losses in the Dome, you know, the Superdome, Dome Field Advantage, his entire career in New Orleans. Well, Coach Allen had two 20-plus losses in the Dome in the last 5 days. Listen, so not 5 years or
Rod
5
Walker,
weeks.
Rod Walker five, came up with that, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I'm like,
that's pretty good.
What? Two 20-plus losses in the Dome in entire career, and Coach Allen has 20-plus losses in two in the Dome in the last 5 days. I guess when it rains, like I said, it pours. And I don't know, can we tackle? Charlie, you got to look this up. I probably should have that somewhere in my notes. Got to look. But, you know, missed tackles. You got to belt the tackle. We are playing tackle football, and it kind of snowballed. You look at Atlanta, we missed 10 tackles. Kansas City against the Chiefs, 13. Against Tampa Bay, which is the worst at home, 15 tackles. So being, did we reach double digits? I think if we
no question.
But no, against the Broncos, if we in single digits, maybe we trending in the right direction.
No, Bob, the holes were so big, they didn't have a chance for almost a double. They were running through. I think that's the thing. You're getting gashed on defense. And, okay, your front-line defensive players are there, aren't they?
No, our front seven, we have no front seven. You know, Onyemata and Shaitel Arnold, I mean, Colin Sanders, he's very flamboyant, but what the hell he's done? Nathan Shepard, I think he's been up and down. Brian Brzee, he can't play against the run. Cam Jordan's getting old. I mean, Carl Granison. No, you know who they miss? I'm telling you, they miss Pete Werner. Pete Werner might get exploited sometimes in pass coverage, but he can tackle. He can tackle. We are not a good tackling football team. They're just gashing us on defense. You look at the Broncos, okay, but Bobby, look who you played. Well, the Broncos came into the game ranked 29 in the league in total yards per game. They finished with right under 400. And, Mike, then the 225 on the ground.
Bob, if the quarterback could have threw the football, it would have been a lot worse. That were five instances in that game. He's got wide-open receivers, and he misses it.
High school open. No, Mike, that's why, I don't know, Sean Payton, and I love Sean Payton. He could say, like, Bo Nix is the Drew Brees, but next Drew Brees, I'll say, like, no, but hell no. He's not accurate enough. Now, he can run and extend plays.
He can't do that.
He's not accurate enough as a passer. He looked like some of those passers like he was playing at Auburn before he went to Oregon. You look at this. I said, oh, God.
Okay,
I'm glad he missed it. There's four or five guys wide open at the beginning of the game.
On the first drive, he's got not one guy. He's got two guys wide open,
and
he throws it in between them.
In between them.
What?
No.
Goodness.
I don't know. Did you know I know when it's bad? Because we all, don't we love, if you're an LSU or a Saints fan, don't we love Honey Badger? Honey Badger is one of the, Tyrann Mathieu, one of the greatest players ever at LSU. I mean, when I saw it hit him in the chest and he dropped that interception, we would use to him, like, not only intercepting that, he might take it to the house. You know, we might get a pick six or something. And when he dropped that, I'm telling you, no, it sucks getting old for football. Now, you're in your 30s, that's not old in life, obviously. But in football, sometimes it could be overnight that all of a sudden, listen, I love DeMario Davis. I think besides Drew Brees, the greatest free agent acquisition. But he's gotten old fast. And Cam Jordan got old when his ankles messed up last year. He's gotten old. So I don't know what we could do defensively. That's why I'm not optimistic going forward. Not because we have like six, seven guys that are out on offense. So that's why our offense is not clicking. But what's the excuse for the defense? They ain't no damn excuse. That's what's frustrating.
We'll be back with more of our second guest show live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, right after this break. We're back here on the second guest show. Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Mike. How y'all doing?
All right, Hollywood.
Hey, Hollywood. So without the Saints, I know you probably will focus on the Tigers, right? And I know E.D. White had a hard-fought loss to Lutcher on Friday.
Man, I told you. I thought Lutcher was a little bit better.
No,
you was at that game, Hollywood?
Yeah, I was at E.D. White Lutcher game. My grandson plays for E.D. White. But one thing about them two teams, compared to the Saints, they play with more heart and passion, and they care a lot. Saints right now, they don't care at all. You know, that's the way I saw it Thursday night. If they would put out a little bit and care a little bit, they could beat Denver. Denver's not nothing. You know, I don't think Denver's a greater team than Saints. We do have Andrew, but if the backup would play a little bit more and care a little bit, I think we could have competed better.
And you know, Hollywood, it's not like even when we beat the Cowgirls. I mean, Bobby, look, we started out 2-0. Yeah, Carolina's not very good, and the Cowgirls suck. I mean, come on. Who do we beat? Now, if we would have, in the first 2 weeks, if we would have come away with a win against the Lions, Packers, or Vikings, that might be a different story. But Dallas is not very good. So you have to look at who you're playing and then who you beat. And, you know, but Hollywood, you got to be disappointed to me. Because you're an old school fan and how you follow football with the defense and how they tackle.
Bobby, where's the defensive line at? We don't put pressure on the quarterback. And I looked at a little tape. It looks like they're all four defensive linemen back up. They should be attacking the quarterback, attacking the running backs. That's why our DB has got so much tackles altogether. But
he's leading the team in tackles. I mean, come on, Hollywood. To me, okay, you look at like, and then we tooted his horn, and we're all excited. We got to get more sacks, and obviously we do got to get more sacks, high 40s to low 50s, to influence the opposing quarterback. What the hell Chase Young's done? He ain't getting freaking paid.
He ain't done nothing.
What, he got a sack and a half?
Yep.
You know what? They run right at his behind. He gets knocked 4 or 5 yards off the ball. I mean, we don't set the line of scrimmage, get penetration, the tackles for loss and all that. Our front seven, our defensive line, we soft as cotton. And, you know, and you're in the NFL, you never want to be soft. To me right now, if I'm playing the Saints and I'm going against Dennis Allen, the defense, the way they're playing that front seven, and you might put in another safety or defensive back in the box to stop the run, then they might exploit you with the pass. Now that Paulson and Debo's out, they're going to pick on Kool-Aid and all that. And I don't know with Lattimore. All of a sudden, isn't it ironic that Lattimore, all of a sudden, things aren't going well for the team? Oh, my hamstring. I mean, I don't know. That's why right now everybody looks at the team. But I look what's in Dennis Allen's wheelhouse. He needs to light a fire under that defense. That D, because that's his baby. The offense, we've had a bunch of injuries and all that. And then Spencer Rattler's behind the eight ball considering. Oh, top two receivers are out. Come on. And now Rashid Shaheed's out for the season.
Yep.
I'm telling you, we'd have to win games right now like 17-13 or something like that.
It'd be old school football.
Yeah.
So that means you got to play defense.
And the way our defense is playing, we ain't winning that way.
No.
The opponent team's going to score in the 20s, and we're not going to be able to match that.
No.
Bobby, what you think about Dennis Allen throwing Kubiak under the bus with that timeout?
Well, I mean, when you look at the timeout and time management, you could have brain farts, but we had way more than that that we got to worry about. Now, if the game's on the line and we lost the game because of that, you might have a problem with it. But that's like nitpicking. We have bigger problems than that right now.
Much bigger than that. But to me, I would say, hey, look, it was my fault. Take responsibility. Somebody else did call it, but it was my fault. You got to accept it at that point.
Well, the thing is, all I know is Dennis Allen is in charge of the defense, and if something happens offensively,
that's Clint Kubiak.
Yes, and so you are the head coach, and you got to take responsibility and all that. But and Dennis, I guarantee you, his wife's probably even asking him, "Come on, honey, what's wrong with the defense? I mean, what are we doing?" You might say, "Well." The injuries, but it's not no injuries like we've had on the offensive side.
It's not like on defense. Everybody's dealing with some injuries one way or another, but it's not a major overhaul on the defensive
side.
Pete Werner's out.
Hey, listen.
And Adebo's out.
Our defensive line sucks. We don't control no damn line of scrimmage. Our defensive line, no one's fearful of our defensive line. Brian Brzee, I think. He's up and coming. He can rush the passer, but he can't play the run.
And Carl Grandison's a good player.
Carl Grandison's the only one that would be starting on another team. Ain't none of those other cats would even be starting on another NFL team. You think I might be harsh, but that's the truth.
That is the truth. We'll be back. Thank you so much for the call, Hollywood. We appreciate it. We'll be back. Hank from Mandeville, hold on. We come back. We'll take you right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike Dottillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight. Let's go back to our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Hank in Mandeville. Hank in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Good afternoon, Bobby. How y'all doing?
All right, sir.
All right.
I don't think this 3 games in 11 days is helping anybody in the league. I think a lot of teams are having trouble with it. But my question goes to this. Chris Olave's tackle when he was tackled, that looked like helmet to helmet to me, and it looked like the defensive player actually targeted. He went for his head with his helmet, and nobody said nothing about that. What's your take?
Yeah, so maybe they overlooked that. You could have called him helmet to helmet, but I don't know how tough Chris Olave is. I mean, and look, I'm not hating. I think Chris Olave is a skilled NFL receiver. I don't know. I think he could be everybody's two. I always say that. I don't know if he's one. And, you know, people might push back against me, say, well, Chris Olave is a 1,000-yard receiver. Well, hell, they play 17 games. If you were your salt, you should be a 1,000-yard receiver. So with that being said, the discrepancy, helmet to helmet and all that, but, I mean, to me, do you truly see Chris Olave, when you watch all the NFL games, do you truly see him getting yards after the catch or even contested catches? Now, he has gotten better compared to his first season, but you know what? I think a lot of times we overrate Ohio State receivers. You know who's overrated?
Garrett Wilson
with the Jets. Okay, isn't that the same class as Chris Olave and all?
Yep.
I know they're good in the NFL
good players.
But they ain't great. We make them great before they actually do anything. So that's all I'm saying. So I don't know if I answered the helmet to helmet.
No, I think it was a help, but it was such a bang-bang type play. I didn't see it initially. I'll be honest.
They treat it different than college. To
oh,
me,
much, much different.
To me, in college, they would review that and say, oh, the officials missed it on the field.
No, they'd have thrown the defensive player out.
Yes.
If they'd have reviewed
that. And the NFL don't do that. Now, it could be part of the collective bargaining agreement or whatever what they have with the players' union.
About a launch. That's the other thing that they try to catch you on if you're launching yourself.
Using your helmet as a weapon.
Here's my deal. How many times have I seen an offensive player lower his helmet almost like a battering ram and go helmet to helmet with a defensive player? They don't call it on the offensive guy.
No, that doesn't count. I mean, why not? Why not?
We hear about it every year at Louisiana Line Camp. Defensive coaches complain, okay, they got certain running backs that they point a finger at. Watch them how they run. If they get near a couple guys, they lower their head almost like a battering ram.
Well, a lot of times they think, oh, that player got hit so hard he can't even get up now, and then they look in slow motion. No. Well, that was maybe put his shoulder too hard. So what, you're going to say you tackled him too hard with your shoulder and you knocked the son of a gun out? No, it's football. No, you can do the right head placement. And sometimes you can hit him in the right area.
And college football's got to change that rule, too. Like they almost caught Whit Weeks on a deal 2 weeks ago when, okay, Jackson Dart sort of slides into him, and that was incidental contact. With the helmet. Okay, I've seen guys get tossed for that.
No,
Witt didn't, but I've seen other guys get tossed for similar type situations.
Well, they want players to they want to. You'll never avoid concussions 100%.
Not in the NFL. No,
or any college. I mean, it's college, too. High school. I mean, it's tackle football. We're not going to pull the flag or two-hand touch that you will have. Now, you can see what's flagrant. To me, unless it's flagrant, but then, oh, but Bobby, that's a judgment call. What do you talk about, like, flagrant? So, to me, when you lower the head, keep your head up, move it to the side, hit him with your shoulder.
Or if you launch yourself.
Yeah.
See, because I've got a couple family members of mine who are referees, and they bring that up, that is something they watch.
So what if you launch yourself, but you hit him with the shoulder, knock the crap out of him? That shouldn't be a penalty.
It's not a penalty. But if you use your head, it is. But my thing is,
I'm telling you, you know who's living on the edge and who's unbelievable? We want to see him in every game because he's the best of the best. Pat Mahomes. Look how Pat Mahomes, he's kind of like, I don't know, he's like prancing and he's doing all that.
Then he goes to the sidelines and he takes off after doing all that.
Yeah, you think like, oh, he's going to step out of bounds. No, and then he cuts up. I'm telling you, Pat Mahomes will get the crap knocked out of him and it'll be a legal hit. Oh, that must have been a penalty. No, it ain't no damn penalty. He knocked the crap out of him with his shoulder.
And to see it in real time is one thing.
Yeah, yeah.
To watch it when it's instant to replay, when they show it and they slow it down, that's when I saw the helmet-to-helmet hit on Olave. Thanks so much for the call, Hank. We appreciate it. Let's go back to our Oakland Hard Duelist talking text line. Let's go to Ed in Covington. Ed, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, how y'all doing, guys?
Hey, Ed.
Hey, look, I know me don't call in, but it just bugs the heck out of me. We get whipped those last two games pretty bad, right? And I know I really believe Dennis Allen's a good coach. I really believe he tries hard. But if your job is on the line, wouldn't you just say, you know what, guys, you guys don't want to perform? And McAllister talked about, Deuce talked about the eye in the sky don't lie. Why wouldn't you put some of these younger guys in? You're already getting your butt whipped, so why wouldn't you do something different?
And you are. Because you got no choice now. You are playing younger players.
And you have a limited roster. You are playing the younger guys.
And with the injuries, you got to play the younger guys. Hey. That tells you the biggest story is this team lacks talent overall.
Okay, you look on the backhand tackling. Has Jordan Howland gotten better?
No, he hasn't. It's the development of those young players.
Okay, you know who else to me was somewhat suspect? I don't know. He's playing like he's a 10-year veteran, Kool-Aid McKinstry. I don't see him being overly aggressive at tackling.
He wants to kind of get behind somebody and punch the ball out. I've seen that.
But we ain't tackling.
That's not tackling.
Now we're going to know a lot about Kool-Aid. Paulson and Debo's out for the year. Kool-Aid's
now you got to play
a lot. You know, a lot they tell it's everybody. Am I making an executive decision? Am I going to truly be aggressive?
a business decision.
Yeah, business decision. Yeah, am I going to be aggressive?
Because that was something in the offseason. I know doing a couple shows with Deuce, we spoke about the progression and the development of younger players on this team. It had to take place. Like a Nick Saldivari, like a Kendra Miller.
Nick Saldivari, he's hurt as much as a Pace Turner.
He's hurt a ton. Juwan Johnson at tight end. The two young receivers in Rashid Shaheed, who's now down for the rest of the season, and Chris Olave. The young guys on the defensive side, if it's a Peyton Turner, Brian Brzee, Paulson Adebo, Kool-Aid McKinstry. That's and Taliese Fuaga, who I think is a good player. I think that guy is going to be a cornerstone player. Fuaga.
Oh, yeah, but he had a bad game. He had a bad game against them. But he still, you can see he's the future left tackle.
No question about it. So, but have you seen major development with any of those guys? It's not that they're not playing young players. You got to play them because the injuries are forcing that. But the young players, man, the drop-off is monumental.
You know who's a drop-off, and he ended up leading the team for tackles for loss. He had a couple. And I love RG, Anthony RG. I mean, but I think he's overachieving.
Yes.
I mean, he is what he is. He's like an overachiever. You might plug and play him now and then, but if he has to take the place, he can't hold Pete Werner's job. And the same thing, the guy from Appalachian State, DeMarco.
Yeah, DeMarco Jackson.
No, they ain't on Pete Werner's level. So, no, that's why when you look at, okay, develop young players, I don't know. You might say, okay, play the young guys. Well, it might be worse. I'm telling you. So,
and you see the drop-off when they do play the younger guys, and that goes back to the development of young players. And like I said, we spoke about it so much in the offseason. That would be a key for them if they're going to take that step, and we haven't seen it at all this season. And Kendra Miller, okay, we got a glimpse of him at least a little bit against the Broncos.
Oh, no, but Mike, 6 carries, 36 yards. A 6 yard average. Well, hell, if he's got a 6 yard average I'm against the Chargers, I'm giving the ball 12 times. And, you know, I'm going to help out.
Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, and not put it all on his shoulders. Okay, right now, Kendra Miller, you back? Okay, you're going to earn your pay. You're a young pro. We're going to give you now. You did a fine job. 6 carries, 36 yards. Now we're going to give you 12 carries. I'll give you an opportunity. And that's behind a line that who's playing next? Who's on the offensive line?
They even inserting Kyle Hagel in there, who was I liked him. I thought he was a good center guard. He's a little undersized, but he's got to play now.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no development there. Hey, kid, get in there and play. Saul DeVere, I mean, we didn't see him basically
Then
he gets hurt again.
He's the offensive version of Peyton Turner. I mean, Peyton Turner, I mean, what would he got at? One pass defending? I mean, he is like a poor man, Marcus Davenport.
It's real poor.
I mean, I don't know. He went to Houston Cougars. Is he a, like, finesse guy or something? When I look at the guys that are we counting on, and Mike, the bottom line is they're not producing.
Nope, that is the bottom line.
I mean, like Jonathan Abram, we count on him. If he was all that, considering where he was drafted, wouldn't he still be on the Raiders?
And then he went to the Packers.
Right. But
bounced around.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, I mean, come on.
What happened with DeMario Davis is a great NFL story. To bounce to that many teams, and he was an okay to good player. He came to the Saints. He became a dominant linebacker.
No, besides Drew Brees, the greatest free agent acquisition.
You got no debate on that. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're finishing up here in hour number one of the Second Guess show. Mike Dettelier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bob, we didn't have a chance to talk about it with all the callers, but Trey Murphy and the Pelicans have agreed upon a new 4-year, $112 million contract extension. So they have tied up Trey Murphy now for 4 more years at 112.
Well,
now just stay healthy, Trey.
Can the Pelicans win 50 games? I mean, you know, that's just like, none of this like are we hovering, oh, we're in the play-in game. Like the fans are like,
no, you got to get out of that play-in.
Yeah, we're tired of that. We got to be in the postseason, not no play-in game.
And Trey's got to be a big part of that.
But look how tough the West is. I mean, you know, might say, can we get to 50 games? I don't know. We should.
I hope you could get to 50, but it'll be difficult, Bob. Yeah. I'm telling you. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.